minutes past 8 o'clock on Thursday the 19th of June. You're tuned to Bolito's number one, Radio Life and Style, coming to you live on 88.0 FM and streaming worldwide via our dedicated apps and website. And as promised earlier in the show, I mentioned we'd be chatting with Kerry Baxter Bruce. She's the House and Garden Show Director. And let's cross now to Kerry. She's on the line. Hopefully, Kerry, are you with us?
I am. Good morning.
Hi. What can we look forward to at this year's House and Garden Show?
So our theme this year is Fresh Spaces, Bright Living. And we've got a few things that center around that. We've got an interior designer called Redesign, who's bringing that theme to life. Then we have got the demo kitchen with Hirsch's. We've got an amazing lineup of chefs. We've got Pete Goff Wood, the master chef judge all the way from Cape Town this year. We have got an amazing kid zone because we obviously run in school holidays. We have got a whole lineup of amazing kitchens this year, which is we're really looking forward to seeing. So there's just lots happening, lots of food, lots of things to buy. Yeah, we're really excited about this year's show.
Now, have you noticed a shift in what people might be looking for this year? For example, more eco-conscious living or sustainable design or multifunctional spaces? I'm just asking.
So I think eco-conscious is almost a given now. People are definitely looking for more eco-conscious design, but with more and more people working from home and working flexibly, this is obviously a trend that we're seeing more and more often. So people are wanting multifunctional spaces. Another thing that I see is biophilia, so it's bringing more nature into the home with indoor-outdoor living spaces. And then there's a big focus on mental wellness, so having much more calm spaces, meditation, spaces for meditation, a lot less clutter, because people are obviously realizing that mental health and mental wellness is a big thing at this stage. So those are the kind of trends that we see coming through at the moment.
Exciting stuff. It's a massive show. Just to think about pulling it off. What is it like behind the scenes at the moment? It must be chaotic.
It is absolutely chaotic at the moment. And would you believe it? We actually start a year in advance. So after this show, we'll kind of already start planning for next year. So everyone asks you, what do you do for the rest of the year? And I always have a giggle because there's so many things that go into planning it. So it's the sales process, it's operational, it's dealing with the venue, it's obviously your sponsorships and your partners, there's putting together the feature areas, there's marketing and making sure you're getting the people there, there's obviously looking at your research of what worked and what didn't work the previous years, and yeah, so there's really a lot that goes on behind the scenes, but this week in particular, obviously leading up to the show, it's just all the last minute chaos, but we're pulling it together and we're looking forward to it.
Well, indeed, it's going to be a wonderful event as per regular, but clearly it depends on satisfying the desires of those that are coming to the show. So you've got to every year choose the right exhibitors and collaborators. How do you go through that process?
We do, and it's a difficult one because the show really is a family show and needs to be, it has to have something for everyone. So, you know, everything from someone from that, you know, that's 3 to 83 needs to be catered for. So we really have to take that into consideration. But then there's also, obviously, people want inspiration for their home. They want to buy things. They want to have a day out. There's obviously different foods in terms of taste. There's different things that people are interested in. So there is a lot to take into consideration. There are exhibitors that obviously come year in and year out because they get a good return and they will be there and obviously they will be selling their products. But we also take feedback from previous years to see what people said they wanted more of, and we look at the industry trends, and then we kind of focus on those to curate the show each year.
Now, it is a massive event, and clearly you've got a handle on it, but it's kind of rinse and repeat every year. No doubt you have a favorite part of the show. I'd love to know what that is.
So I think my favorite part is just seeing it all come together, because it starts basically with a floor plan, which is a piece of paper, and then it builds from there. And you kind of never know how it's going to come to life, exactly how it's going to come to life. So I think that's my favorite part. And every year it's different, and every year it's got a unique flavor, and every year we've got a different theme, and every year I just pull something out the hat that's different. So I think that's something that always appeals to me.
And this year's show, what's going to be some of the highlights that people can look forward to?
So we've got a lot more focus on kids this year because it's in the holidays. So I think that's going to be great. We've got a real life mermaid visiting every day.
A real live mermaid.
A real live mermaid.
Out of the water.
Each day, yes, for the kids to meet and greet.
Is she wearing anything on top? No, I mustn't ask that. It's a family show.
So that's going to be lots of fun. It is a family show. But yes, so she will be appropriately clothed.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that.
We've got a monster manor, a haunted house, which is going to be super scary. We've got, as I've said, the demo kitchen, which has got an amazing lineup of chefs this year. We've got our homegrown design fair, which is all our local designers. And then we're also focusing a lot on South African designs, as we always do. We've got Sursa, which is a mattress company, and they are promoting their new, specifically South African design technology. And, our show generates an economic impact of about 200 million to the Durban economy each year. So it really is a massive part of Durban and KZN. So,
wow.
It plays a big part each year, yeah.
That's huge. I presume that for anyone listening to this wanting to come, the big question is going to be, what does it cost to get in as a member of the public?
So we've got tickets available online at the moment on iTickets, which you can also get via our website, housegardenshow.co.za. And they are 120 online and 150 at the door, but then we've obviously got pensioners tickets, students tickets, kids tickets, they all at different prices. But all that information is online.
And for anyone listening to this that's kind of new to the concept, where is it held?
It is held at the Durban Exhibition Centre.
Easy to park? Plenty of parking?
There's plenty of parking. We've got a big parking across the road, and then there is additional parking at the RCC, and we've got overflow parking at workshops, so there is plenty of parking available.
And when does it start, and how long does it run for?
So it runs, starts on the 28th of June, so next Saturday, and it runs till the following Sunday, which is the 6th of July, so it runs 9 days in total. 2 weekends, so there's no excuse to miss it.
Wow. That's the House and Garden Show in Durban starting next Saturday, and show director Kerry Baxter-Bruce on the line. I'm sorry that you weren't in studio with me. I'd love to take your photograph to put it up as a podcast, but this will be up as a podcast without the photograph. We'll find something appropriate. Thanks so much for joining me on The Morning Show, and have a wonderful House and Garden Show 2025.
Thanks so much for having me. We look forward to seeing everyone there.
Indeed, that's Kerry Baxter-Bruce, and you're back on The Morning Show from Radio Life and Style, the voice of Bolito. When